The message will be for me, it'll be for you, for our own benefit. Mm-hmm. And it's not, as somebody said, it's not for somebody way off over yonder. The Lord speak to me and you today, right, as we're sitting here. Now, in the first chapter of the book of Psalms, in the first verse, and then we're going into Revelation. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his seasons. His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand. Now I want you to get this. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, or sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. I hope you're listening to the word this morning. And you're putting everything else aside. The Bible said this. It said, blessed is a man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners.
Right.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His whole being is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. If we want to go to heaven, I will be a meditating what the Lord would have for me to do. I am what the scriptures have said that I must do to make heaven. He said, whatsoever we doeth, I shall prosper. The Bible said this. He said, the ungodly, I would not stand. In the judgment, sinners, in the congregation of the righteous. We are here. We're on our way. The Bible describing, in this scripture, I describing me and you, as we are walking through our lifetime, from the time that we come to the age of accountability, until the day that we walk through the door of death. We're making our decision where are we going to spend eternity. Today, you can live a sinner's life. You can live ungodly. You freaking forsake the laws of the Lord. We want to. But one day, we're going to give an account of what we've done in this life. The decisions that you make day after day, I will determine where you're going to wind up at. And the decision we make today, I will live by tomorrow.
Right.
The Bible said this. Blessed is the man that walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. I come out from among the world and be a separated people. If we're going to be Christian, be Christian. If we're going to be ungodly, I then just be ungodly. The Lord knows what we say. The Lord knows what we do. Now, what did I preach to us? We're in this lifetime. And we are making a decision. The Bible said, I'm a judge, man. I must begin in the house of the Lord. So we're here today, and the judgment must begin right here with our decision that we make day after day. Listen, it may, whatever we do may be all right with us, but we'll give an account for the decision that we make in this lifetime. We're here. The prophet is prophesying, mind your lifetime, what we're doing with our life today, when we'll answer for tomorrow. Now, what did I preach last Sunday? I couldn't cover all that the Lord was giving me. Last Sunday, we're looking at a time whenever all the saints of God has left this world and gone home to be with the Lord. In the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, the Bible said, after this, I beheld in Lowell a great multitude which no man could number of all kindreds and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb. I remember the Lamb, the crucified one, come and bled and died for our sin. He made a way of an escape that we can stand. You know, on the throne, as I preach this message last Sunday, with the saints, I was there together with the four beasts and the 24 elders. I gathered around. And the angels, I was standing around about the throne, and the saints of God, that was me and you, who walked, listened worthy, I was done, I walked not in the council of the ungodly, but was a separated people, listened, loving one another, loving God, going to church, going to the house of God, preparing a place whenever we left this world. Right. And they cried with a loud voice, the saints of God, they cried with a loud voice, salvation be unto our God. The Bible says it went on and said the elder said unto the man that was viewing this, he said, whence come they? Listen, he said, sir, thou knowest. He said, these are they that have come out of great tribulation and have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Listen, the five linen that they had was the righteousness of the saints. While we walk here, you either got on a road of righteousness, you're in sin, stained with sin, you don't have to be there, that's our decision, He come, to bleed and die, that we might have life, and have it more abundant, you know what I didn't find, listen, in the seventh chapter of Revelation, whenever all the saints, had got home, I didn't find not one sinner there. I didn't find nobody ungodly there. They was all redeemed through the blood of the Lamb. There's a separation through the doorway of death. We have made our decision. We have lived our life either holy and dead with God. I was ungodly and trailed around. I was a sinner and ungodly. The Bible said it will not stand together in judgment. Neither in the congregation of the righteous. We're the saved or we're lost. If you read in the seventh chapter of the book of Revelation, and you'll find how the saints, the Christian people, they that were dedicated and dead unto God, you will find them gathered around the throne of God. They never more separate no more. Listen. And he went rich out and wiped all the tears from their eyes. No more sorrow. No more crying. I listen, but we are happy to be with the Lord forevermore. I'm going to go just a little bit further. The Bible that I've read, it said that the ungodly are not so. But they're shaft. I wish the wind rattled away. I listen, we find them. Whenever they come to the crossing and in the way, the Bible said in the 20th chapter of Revelation, the 12th verse, and I saw the day is small and great, I stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead would judge out of those things. Which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in them. And the death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged. Every man according to their works. Now get this, there were no saints there. The Bible said, and death and hell were cast into a lake of fire. This is the second death, brother. Now I didn't find no saints there. Because they was sheltered in the presence and death of God. And the Lamb, the crucified one, who went to Calvary and died for your sin. Brother, I don't want to go there to be cast into a lake of fire. The Bible said this is the second death of the saints of God. I will never see the second death.
Yeah.
They'll die no more. When we died out from sin and we passed from this life and the angels took us on home to be with Him. Listen, the Bible said, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or standeth in the way of sinners. We have a choice. We go do whatever we want to do. At the end of the way, brother, it will be God's business. Then it's our business today. But there's a separated people. There's two bunches of people, either saved and lost. If you're here today and you're not saved, or maybe you're just drifting along. I want to go to heaven, preacher, and I want to do that. Which is right. Jesus said that a wayfaring man would know the way to be saved and be with God in the end. He said our delight would be in the law of the Lord. And in His law, would he meditate day and night. I'd rather be meditating on the life hereafter than anything this world has to hold. I'd rather be meditating and thinking about the Christian people. I believe that Moses refused to be called a Pharaoh's daughter. He'd rather suffer affliction. With God's people, it's to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. We're here for just a season. Lost and undone. There'll be pleasure for a while, but boy, sorrow is coming. I'd rather leave my sorrow behind. I'd rather to meditate on the things that the world has a hold. I'd rather dismiss that from my mind and meditate on the things that God has in store for me.
Yeah.
We have a choice. we need to be about for the Father's business 100% all the way.
Right.
I know we have to live in this world and we have to go and we live and do things, but you know what? There's always time to serve God.
Right.
This world is not worth losing our soul for.
Mm-hmm.
There's a separated people around the great golden throne of God.
Right.
Presence with the Lamb, the crucified one. You won't find no sinners there because they have been taken out. Listen, we live together here in harmony and doing things for one another. Oh, there's good people doing good things. But if their heart is not right with God, they'll be separated one day after a while. Our good works ain't going to cut it. Just to being a good old Joe ain't going to cut it. Neither Ron. Just being a good old boy and a good old Joe just ain't going to cut it. But we've got to be a separated people. Come out among the world.
Amen.
Prayed up, packed up, and ready to go.
Right.
And today, we need to make preparations today to live better tomorrow.
Right.
And that's what the Lord give me. I'm going to ask Melissa to come to the piano and play. If you need to pray, whatever you need to do, you need to do it today. The Bible said today is the day of salvation. Harden not your heart. Your heart may be cold and hard. You turn the Word of God off. You may turn Him off here. But whenever He says, depart from me, I never knew you. You talk about screaming and crying and praying. But it does no good. Let's sing. How about it? We're on our journey home. We're to be the happiest people they are.
Right.
And we're to get along with one another. And the house of God ought to be our main home. This is where we get fed and blessed and pleasing to God. We're to have a greater desire to go to the house of God. That's where Jesus is. Jesus lives within us. But it's our choice if we take Him with us or not. You have a need to pray. Come and pray. What does the devil have to offer? Call on Jesus while He's near. While He's able to be found. There's coming a time we pray and pray and pray and we can't get a hold of Him. There's separation through the doorway of death. We've already went through our judgment. And today is the day of salvation. How about today?